Monks from the famous Choge Temple are leading morning prayers. A few dozen lay people are lined up in rows, heads bowed, palms pressed together, in front of three huge golden Buddha statues. It's a scene of calm and contemplation, and there is plenty to contemplate at this moment in Korean history.
Traditionally, Buddhists pray for an end to suffering and pain for all beings.
That's Sung Mok, a senior monk at the Choge Temple.
In Korean society today, we're in a serious conflict between generations, between rich and poor. It's very bad. Right now, Buddhists need to pray for peace and harmony.
And he says that includes peace with North Korea. When I ask Sung Mok about escalating tension in the region and tough talk from President Donald Trump directed at the North, he says he's worried.
The U.S. should cooperate with North and South Korea. If America does try to solve the problem with military action, it will mean a new Korean War. I hope the U.S. will do the right thing and not just make careless comments. This isn't what people here want.
Monks from Choge Temple have a history of progressive activism. In decades past, they have given shelter to political dissidents trying to avoid arrest. More recently, the head of the temple publicly called on the former president, Park Geun-hye, to step down. Monks from here also joined the big candlelight demonstrations that helped push President Park out of office. Sung Mok says next month's presidential election will be a critical moment for South Korea, and it's clearly on the minds of many people here at this annual event.
The weather here in downtown Seoul is absolutely awful. It's rain pouring down, it's windy, but that hasn't prevented thousands of people from gathering here in the center of downtown. People have taken buses in from all over, and they're here to chant a Buddhist sutra. It's the Diamond Sutra. People are praying for peace, they're praying for South Korea, praying for security. It's a time of transition, and for a lot of people, it's a time of hope. We're here to recite the words of the Buddha, says Shin Jong-oh. She's huddled under umbrellas with a few friends, and she adds, these words will spread peace across the country. Another woman, Lee Chong-young, says the problem in Korea these days is that people don't listen to each other. She says she hasn't decided who to vote for yet. She'll be listening as the politicians ramp up their campaigns. And today's event is no exception. Right alongside senior Buddhist monks from the Choge Temple are representatives from most of the major political parties. It would be foolish for them not to show up here today, says Kim Min-woong. He's a professor of world history at Kyunghee University in Seoul.
The Buddhism works as a kind of a cultural system of Korean society. It's become a part, very natural part of the Korean society for a long time. Even if you are a Christian, you still belong to, culturally, a Buddhist understanding of life.
Still, Buddhist monks in Korea don't exactly have a pristine public image. A few years ago, there was a big scandal after monks were caught on video drinking, smoking, and gambling. There were also allegations of sex. But for many Koreans, especially older folks, Buddhism is an important part of their national identity. Back at the temple, senior monk Sung Mok explains it to me this way. We can describe Korean Buddhism as defending the nation, he says. When you have a peaceful and stable country, it's good for the welfare of all people. And what kind of political leader would argue with that? For the world, I'm Matthew Bell, Seoul.